I'm being asked to be more specific when it comes to longing. When the forest ended, so did the star flowers and wild ginger that for so long had kept us company. The clearing opened before us, a vast meadow of silver rod, each stem briefly an angled argument against despair, then only weeds by a better name again, as incidental as the backdrop the ocean made just beyond the meadow. Like taking a horsewhip to a swarm of bees that they might more easily disperse, we'd at last reached the point in twilight where twilight seems most a bowl designed to term routinely, but as if by accident, half roughly over. Bells somewhere, the kind of bells that, before being housed finally in their towers, used to have to be baptized. Each was given to swing by or fall hushed inside of, accordingly, its own name. Bells, and then from the smudged edge of all that seemed to be left of what we called belief once, bodies, not of hunting birds, what we'd thought at first, but human bodies in flight and lit from within as if by ruin, or triumph, maybe, at having made out of ruin a light, something useful by which, having skimmed the water, to search the meadow now for ourselves inside it, where, yes, though we shook in our nakedness, we lay naked as we'd been taught to do, when afraid, what is faith but to make a gift of yourself? Give, and you shall receive. Some nights, I rise from the latest excuse for why not stay a while, usually that hour when the coyotes roam the streets as if they've always owned the place and had come back inspecting now for damage. But what hasn't been damaged? History here means a history of storms rushing the trees for so long, their bowed shapes seem a kind of star. Worth trusting, I mean, as in how the helmsman steering home knows what star to lean on. Do people anymore even say helmsman? Everything in waves, or at least wave-like, as when another's suffering, being greater, displaces our own, or I understand it should, which is meant to be different, I'm sure of it, from that pleasure Lucretius speaks of, in witnessing from land a ship foundering at sea, though more and more it all seems related. I love the nights here. I love the jetty's black ghost finger, how it calms the harbor, how the fog hanging stranded just above the water is fog finally, not the left behind parts of those questions from which I half wish I could school my mind, desperate cargo, to keep a little distance. An old map from when this place was first settled shows monsters everywhere once the shore gives out. It can still feel like that. I dive in, and they rise like faithfulness itself, watery pallbearers heading seaward, and I, the raft, they steady. It seems there's no turning back. What I see is the light falling all around us. To have understood some small piece of the world more deeply doesn't have to mean we're not as lost as before. Or so it seems this morning, random bees stirring among the dogwood blossoms, a few here and there stirring differently somehow, more like resisting stillness. Should it come to winnowing my addictions, I'd hold on hardest, I'm pretty sure, to mystery. Though just yesterday, a perfect stranger was so insistent that I looked familiar, it seemed easier in the end to agree we must know each other. To his body, a muscularity both at odds and at one with how fragile everything else about him, I thought, would be if I could see inside. What's the word for the kind of loneliness that can feel like swimming unassisted in a foreign language for the very first time?